This is Voice Office Baby.
My warm greetings to all. Welcome to the audio postcast series of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. I'm Dr. Pramoni, Professor of Microbiology, MGMCRA. Today, I would like to share my views on antimicrobial stewardship in the post-COVID-19 pandemic era, points to ponder in terms of rational antibiotic policy on the eve of WHO World Antimicrobial Awareness Week, celebrated from 18 to 24 November every year. Antimicrobial stewardship program and infection prevention programs are separate health system-based programs which share a role of improving patients' outcome. Antimicrobial stewardship programs also plays a critical role in the management of potential drug shortages, developing local treatment guidelines, optimizing the use of antibiotics, and in the diagnostic stewardship of COVID-19 testing, among other roles. The early phase of COVID-19 pandemic produced a great challenge in diagnostic and use of antimicrobial due to the significant number of patients being admitted with respiratory diseases. Importantly, it is often difficult to ascertain whether critically ill patients who are hospitalized with COVID-19 have concurrent or secondary bacterial infection. In the absence of objective evidence, physicians often use antibiotics based on experience with bacterial superinfection. Fungal infection also played a significant role in the patients with COVID-19 due to the usage of immunosuppressing agents. In this context, the use of antifungals has increased at time when there is an increasing recognition of emerging threat for antifungal resistance. In addition, during COVID-19 pandemic period, wider attention to antimicrobial stewardship and its impact on general antimicrobial resistance has reduced. The pandemic has had a disruptive effect on the traditional health system operation and has pulled multiple disciplines into COVID-19 management efforts in an unprecedented fashion. However, the pandemic has created a major opportunity for collaboration in communication and infrastructure enhancement. The major switch from the traditional in-person communication to technology-dependent remote communication will likely remain embedded in day-to-day professional work across health system in the post-pandemic era and will enhance the ability of antimicrobial stewardship program and infection prevention program to collaborate with each other and other stakeholders. It has also increased concerns about raising rates of antimicrobial resistance and healthcare-associated infections, both of which overlap significantly and are key focus area of both antimicrobial stewardship program and infection prevention programs. As we emerge from this pandemic, the WHO World Antimicrobial Awareness Week offers a great opportunity to reflect on the lessons learned from the events of the last 2 years in order to re-energize and refocus attention on the global burden of antimicrobial resistance. The importance and the role of antimicrobial stewardship and global coordination of efforts against AMR cannot be overemphasized with respect to implementation of new stewardship program and strengthening the existing ones. In addition, in improving access to diagnostic and laboratory equipments, the need for development on dissemination of evidence-based guidelines for appropriate antimicrobial use, continued education of all stakeholders, and strengthening of the One Health approach. Coordinated strategies as a part of antimicrobial stewardship go hand in hand with infection prevention and control and microbial surveillance. To conclude, as we move into this post-pandemic era, it is a time to establish a new paradigm for the control and reduction of AMR. It is only through collaboration between the specialists in infection prevention control and leaders in antimicrobial stewardship that we will be able to tackle the far great challenge of global antimicrobial resistance. Thank you.
This is Voice Office Baby. This is Voice Office BB.